The mercies of God, God who is rich in mercy, Ephesians 2:4. How blessed to believe and know this fact that God, the one who is the Father of all mercies, has purposed to show mercy toward all who will change their hitherto closed minds to consider God and His abundant mercy. The mercy of God singles us out as individuals, marking our particular needs as sinners. Who is God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, because he delighteth in mercy? We must not take God's mercy for granted. The same Bible that tells us in Psalm 103:8 that the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy, also states in Hebrews 9:27, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. God will not overlook sins as though they have not been committed, because He is love. Every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. God will recompense and shall not be merciful at the expense of His unchanging holiness and righteousness. In all courts of law, if every guilty person were to be acquitted by sweeping unconditional mercy, we should then close all court doors. How then does God righteously show mercy to guilty sinners? God is a just God and a Saviour. Sin or lawlessness must be punished, for God is just, holy, and a sin-hating God. As the Saviour God, He put His spotless, sinless Son to be punished for our sins. He made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The Son of God so fully met the demands of God's justice against sin, that this man, Jesus Christ, after He had suffered and paid sin's penalty, rose from among the dead. God is now just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Mercy and King David. The great King David had sinned utterly. He, to be a good king, should have been a good example to all. But he sinned. He had broken God's law, and God's judgment was just and sure. He must expect to receive the due punishment. David was offered three alternative forms of severe punishment. The choices offered David were for him either to be executed at the hand of his fellow mankind, even his enemies, or to be punished at the hand of God. This same David was a man who knew something about the heart of God, do you? And therefore said, let me fall now into the hand of the Lord, for very great are His mercies, but let me not fall into the hand of man. 1 Chronicles 21:13. This is what is so seriously suggested to you. Place yourself into the hand of God right now, before it is too late. His mercies are very great. None will treat you like Him. His mercies are incomparable. Men, Satan, or demons will never show any real mercy to you. We all deserve the punishment of God for what we have done in lawless disregard of God our Creator. For all like sheep have gone astray. That is, we have a naturally lawless nature. We have turned everyone to his own way, for we have also personally chosen our own perverse way. But God has laid on him the iniquity of us all. David also said, have mercy upon me, O God, blot out my transgressions. God has provided the way to blot out sins through the offering of his Son Jesus Christ, who was condemned and died for all. God sent His Son into the world to pay the death penalty for all. Jesus Christ the Lord is the mercy seat to as many who will meet God there. That is, the call and offer is to meet God in the mercy that is in Jesus Christ, the sinner's merciful Saviour. The alternative meeting place for all lawless, godless, grace-rejecting sinners is at the great holy judgment seat of God. It will then be too late to cry mercy. Now is the day of salvation. If I have broken even one of God's Ten Commandments, I have sinned against God. On Judgment Day, I will be found guilty. I can forget any hope and thought of mitigating circumstances to obtain some mercy then. Without God's mercy now, I, you, will go to hell, unless I, you, every person, repents to God. Each and every individual will perish upon the promise and honour of God's word and his justice, and promise of judgment against all sin. God's mercy is tender, plenteous, everlasting, very real, and great to all who believe. That abundant mercy is waiting upon you today. God's mercy is always new and fresh. His mercy can meet every need of every sinner. Nothing in this life lasts forever. Nothing, that is, except God's mercy. His mercy endures forever. If today you believe and receive Christ as your Saviour, then rivers of mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and seas of mercy shall encompass you, for you will enjoy personally God's abundant mercy. But do also consider that it is written of some, they died without mercy, Hebrews 10:28.